Okay, so we beat up on free will enough. Let's move on to the natural law defense. No one can have an issue with the natural law defense, right? Well, the free will defense is often coupled with this natural law defense. So these go together,
right?
So is there an issue then with natural law?
Right.
While the free will defense seeks to resolve the question about moral evil, the natural law defense seeks to resolve questions about natural evil, those unfortunate sources of suffering that stem from how the laws of nature work in this world. Plagues, floods, meteorites striking the earth, whatever it might be. Hard work, that's got to be one. Birth pains, birthing children, the natural evil, right?
Yeah.
Putting these two defenses together is supposed to be a great advantage that other defenses in theodicies don't
have. Right, so we put these together and we win, right? That's the deal, right? He quotes Greg Weltley here. Weltley explains, first, they don't involve in any way God's intending that evil comes to pass. All right, so that's a good thing, right? God is exempt. He's not culpable. Much less the idea that evils are required means to any goods that God intends to come to pass, right? They're not required, and therefore, you know, again, God's not the author. Rather, the evils of the world are the unintended byproducts of God's aiming to provide us these two great goods, right? The good of free choice and the good of having, notice, a stable environment in which to exercise that free choice. So we have free choice, yay, free will. That's why evil happens, moral evil. And we need a stable environment in order to exercise our free will. And so the laws of nature and how they worked, that's why we have those, right? And so these two kind of go together, right? So we have these natural laws that allows for a stable environment. A stable environment is needed for our free will to, you know, make its various choices. So we win.
Yeah. So even if Adam didn't sin, we would still have floods, fires, plagues, pestilence, disease, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria.
Yeah, because that's how we exercise our free will.
Well, and it's just how the world exists so that we have consistency. The natural law defense states that God created the world with a natural order that cannot be violated just because, all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Operating one way at a moment and a different way at another, which, you know, we've talked about that type of scenario in other books. You know, how do we know that the sun will rise tomorrow? Well, because it rose the day before and the day after, or the day before that and the day before that. And if it didn't, we would cease to exist. So, you know, it must. Why must it?
Yeah.
Why, if I drop a pencil, does the pencil go down to the earth? Well, because it always has, and I've not been given sufficient reason to believe why it isn't. Okay, so blind faith. So we're just taking it. Well, no, I have good reason before that. Okay, well, but you don't really know. Well, I have, like, good reasons to believe that it won't do opposite. Okay, but we don't know that it will happen. So, okay. So, the natural order isn't just violated just because. Operating one way at one moment and different at another, if our actions are to have reliability that includes predictable consequences, then we need a stable, predictable environment in which those actions take place. Drop the pencil, it will always go down towards the earth. If it ever goes up, miracle.
Right.
Maybe. If our choices lacked predictability, they would spawn unwanted and unnecessary fear. Only when universal, regular, predictable, repeatable laws of nature govern the results of our actions can we have confidence in making the choices we do. Right. The internal combustion engine, for what it is right now, will continue to fire, propel us forward in our vehicles. LA traffic will continue to be at a slow morning. And then boom, all of a sudden, natural law defense isn't in play, and suddenly things are blowing up or not blowing up.
Cars are floating, whatever. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And things are turning into, you know, it's the Douglas Adams, the ship that propels itself by generating itself into random events. So it's a potted plant. It's a whale. It's a floating
each
head.
Yeah, each thing. Yeah.